بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa Allah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qum, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
Okay, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of al-kazb or lying. What are the negative effects of telling lie, and how we can leave, we can say, lying or al-kazb. I think al-kazb or telling lies is among the greater sins. I mean, the grave sins.
Yes.
Isn't it?
So yes, it's one of the greater sins.
As a grave sin. So how can we leave lying?
The concept of lying is first to understand that, again, why does someone lie? What makes him lie?
Mm-hmm.
It's we can see that the concept of lies, one of them is fear.
Yes.
Like a lot of things that we have discussed is related to fear. Fear of what? Fear of punishment by saying the truth. Fear of respect going away.
Yes.
And people judging.
Yes.
The person who said the truth. And these are some of the instances where lie becomes a notion and a habit for a person to bring it forward. So you see, lies happen in almost all homes from a child that is a 2-3 year old. And if something breaks, and for example, the father or the mother are very strict.
Yes.
So the first thing that the child resorts to is to lie about the incident that took place.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen these cases in almost every home that has this kind of tarbiyah of parents. And that's why they say that do not scare your kids, for they will resort to lying. You see? And sometimes it's, no, I'm lying because I want to get this opportunity. The project was done by someone else, but I need to say it so that I can be successful. Leave alone the guy who did it, you see. So one of this is to follow the material worldly desires and others. One of the most devastating vices and big sins carried out by a human being is lying. According to narration and Islamic teachings, if all wrong is placed in one house, the keys of this house would be lying.
Yes.
The moment...
This is by Imam Hassan al-Askari. جُعِلْتَ الْخَبَائِسَ كُلَّهَا فِي بَيْتِ وَجُعِلَ مِفْتَحُهَا الْكَذِ. That's right. This is in Bahar al-Anwar, volume, that's right, 69, page 263. That all the, we can say, satanic actions... We can say ill actions are put in the house, and the key to that house is lying, telling lies.
Lying, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the moment you start lying, lying continues takes place. So we can see a place where a person lied because of one thing, and someone else knows that this guy lied. So now this guy tells him that if you don't do what I say, I'm going to say that you lied, and the punishment of it is death. Okay, and then threat starts, and then from there, everything that you tell this person to do, he will do. Any kind of sin that you tell him, go lie, go kill, go do this, go do that, or else I will go and say the truth. Just because he doesn't want the truth to come out, he's ready to do these other things as well.
That's right.
However, there are few instances in Islamic laws where lying is actually permissible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is
called white lie.
White lie, because I'm not familiar with the concept. But after I explain which lies we are allowed, you can then compare between white lie and the Islamic allowed lies.
Yeah.
You see? But
so these are special cases in which lying could be permitted.
Yeah, which lying could be permitted.
Okay. So what are they?
Yeah. So before here, because we don't want to promote this kind of lies that are permitted in Islam, as we said in Taqwa, there are some things that might be allowed in Islam, but refraining it is becomes better.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So before explaining the lies that are allowed in Islam, we want to know something called as Tawriyah.
Mm-hmm.
Tawriyah is another concept that saves you from lying.
Yes.
Now, look, even though lying is allowed, but it comes as a secondary base after Tawriyah.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because Allah doesn't want you to lie. He loves you a lot for you to lie. You see? So He wants you to refrain from it. Because whether it's allowed or not, it's a separate discussion. A lying has its own effect in the nafs.
Yes.
You see? How much, small, big, the effect is there. But obviously, inshallah, with istighfar and others, we can be better with it.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
So when I say why should we learn about Tawriyah first, is because of this. Well, it is when you say something and people understand something else, that is called Tawriyah. For example, I see someone, sorry for this example, I'm not trying to promote not giving sadaqah, but someone meets me and he's asking for sadaqah, okay? Mm-hmm. And I tell him that for now my pockets are empty, okay? It's truly empty, but I have money in my bag.
Yes.
But because I said my pockets are empty, I didn't lie. I said the truth.
Yes.
The guy also understands by saying my pockets are empty means I don't have money.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell him I don't have money. I told him my pockets are empty.
Okay.
Because he understands that I don't have money, that is his understanding to what I have said.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes it that and leaves me. And I also have not lied in this case.
Okay.
You see, we have similar cases. For example, I remember a story, it is a good story, that one of the imams were asked if you saw this person, if you saw this thief. And we can take that that person was the believer and also the lover of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. Amirul Mumineen, like he said that from the place, from the time that I stood here, I didn't see anyone. So maybe when that person passed through Amirul Mumineen, Amirul Mumineen was in another form, like he was standing maybe on the side, you see, or sitting position or some else. But when he changed to this position, when he says this, people understand that, okay, Amirul Mumineen did not see anyone. And people know that Amirul Mumineen does not lie. But he said the truth. From the moment I stood here, I haven't seen anyone. You see?
That's right.
So this is what Tawriyah is.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we learn about Tawriyah and we can also use Tawriyah to refrain from even lying that is allowed.
But all in all our infallible imams, great ulama, have ordered us to leave lying, any type of lying, okay? Isn't it?
So when we talk about lying, we have a general concept and we have a specific concept in all the Sharia.
Okay.
For example, we are told that it is wajib for everyone to pray, whether it's male or female. But then we have for female in certain days, they cannot pray. You see? We have for certain age period where people cannot pray. You see? We have in certain, like the, we say that new period of the sisters, that they do not only not pray in those days, they don't even have to repay for those prayers. You see? So in specific conditions, the roles and laws change. So it depends when we see two traditions. Are these traditions...
For example, where the property or the life of the others are in danger. Or for example, they call Islahu Zat al-Bain. For example, in order to establish reconciliation or speaking terms between two people. Or for example, in your when you are involved with the enemy or something like that. But all in all, Imam Ali alayhi salam has a very beautiful hadith. لا يجد عبد طعم الإيمان حتى يترك الكذب حزله وجده. A true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not taste faith or iman in the true sense of the word unless he or she lives lying, whether it is a serious one or a joking one.
Yeah, so here still is talking about the general lying.
Yeah.
Not the one that Islam has permitted.
Yeah.
Because we have some serious lies and joking. You know, sometimes we joke, but the guy who is around us also does not know that we are joking. So, for example, we have certain lies that don't sound lies. It's like, for example, I told you 100 times to wash your clothes. This guy did not tell him 100 times. That 100 times is a notion of a speech of telling that I have told you many times. Not 100 times. You see? Because it's called like a figurative speech.
Yeah.
So it's not considered lying. But we are not. We have not started talking about the circumstances where lying is allowed. We are talking about the figurative speech that someone can say that, no, you're lying. You didn't tell me 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not accumulated to lying. It's just a way of saying that I told you many times. It's another way of saying it. But in circumstances where lying is permitted, yeah, you are right. There are some notions where, for example, saving a mu'min from danger, conciliation, and... as you said, bringing two people close together.
Yes.
For example, consulting
the wife
spouse.
And husband quarrels. Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
You tell the sister that your husband says he likes you very much, but because he's bad, he can't say it through, you see.
Oh,
and you
okay.
go this side and you say like this or that.
Okay.
So bringing these things brings about peace and tranquility. And because through you, this lie, it has called hub between two mu'min for that completion of religion.
When you are in ihram, in Hajj pilgrimage, you cannot tell a lie. Even a little lie will abrogate your Hajj pilgrimage, isn't it?
That would go towards the Shari'i part of the Hajj where it wouldn't be ba'id because a lot of things that are halal out of ihram itself is also haram now.
Also telling a lie about God and prophets and the infallibles according to the Shias is among the mubtalat ruze, those we can say nullifiers
yeah,
and your fasting.
Yeah, it nullifies your fast.
Yeah, you have to very much take care, we can say. So there are so many ahkams, Islamic rulings related to lying, maybe so many people are not aware of.
Yeah, it's because of the way they are brought up. Again, it's because when you don't know that the lying is key to all evil, you lie. And the only reason you lie is to... bring up your reputation, not being judged, or being scared of something.
Okay.
That's it. If we are able to overcome that, again, if you do what you're told in the Quran, become the muttaqi you are asked for, this thing won't be a problem. You won't fear anyone and you will stand against the rightful. As we have a lot of companions of the time of the Holy Prophet and Amirul Mumineen alayhi alayhi salam, one of the examples was Abu Dhar Ghafari.
Yes.
He's one of the companions of the Prophet. We have Mithame Tammar.
Yes.
You see, these all were on the right path. And even when it came to their life, they never stopped supporting Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. And because of Prophet knowing these companions before his death, Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, counted Abu Dhar Ghifari from some narrations and Salman al-Farsi to be part of Ahl Bayt so that they supported the Ahl Bayt from the life till the death, from the moment they accepted Islam.
Yeah.
When I say from the life,
that's
the moment they accepted Islam and understood the true Muhammadan Islam till they passed away.
Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration about the concept of al-kadhb, or telling lies, what are the negative effects, and how to leave telling lies. It was very kind of you.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.